Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Miss Carr, please?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. This is regarding the NEC baby formula lawsuit. Are you still interested in participating?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim now?
No.
You have not signed anything for a law firm, is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And let's see here. What was the diagnosis of the, did you have a child, a premature baby?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It
What
was never.
was.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry. This is my job calling because I said I'm supposed to be there right now. I'm sorry. I'm listening.
Oh, no problem. What was the diagnosis of the premature infant?
Necrotizing enterocolitis.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. How is the baby doing now, most importantly?
She's fine now. This was for my oldest daughter, Aubrey. She was born in 2009.
Born in 2009. Okay. And she's doing better now?
Yeah, she's doing better now.
Oh, that's good to hear. I'm happy to hear that. So, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I haven't signed anything with no one.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm. And then what was the like sustained injuries after the necrotizing enterocolitis? Is she going through anything now? Is she still seeing a doctor due to NEC? Is she being monitored?
Not really monitored, but she was like, it seemed like she was like malnourished. Like, even right now, she's still small.
I see. Okay. So you said it appears that she's malnourished,
Yes,
but
like
she's not.
she's still small. I haven't had like any problems as of like, recent.
Okay. Is she seeing a doctor for any like long-lasting effects, any long-term injuries that were
No,
sustained
ma'am.
after the necrotizing enterocolitis, other than her being rather small still, nothing else?
Nothing else.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
I'm glad she's not seeing like a specialist every
Right,
so
I was about to say
often.
the same thing, a specialist. Thank
Yeah,
God.
that's a good thing. Let me check really quickly. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Hi. So I just had to do a check really quickly to make sure we can continue. So far what you've provided, we are able to continue. Let me just write some notes on here.
Okay. I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm moving around. I'm just getting ready for work.
Oh, no problem at all. So, let's see here. Okay. So, let's continue on. What date was the baby diagnosed? Was she diagnosed at the hospital?
Yeah, she was diagnosed on the 26th, December 26th, 2009.
Okay, let me write that in here. December 26, 2009. When was she born?
December 19th, 2009.
December 19, 2009. Okay, let's see. 12/26/2009 is the diagnosing date. Okay, and then was she diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis prior to being given formula or fortifier?
After the
After.
formula
Okay.
diagnosis.
Got it. Thank you for that information.
No
And how
problem.
long after being fed the formula was she diagnosed with NEC?
After, I want to say, what is it, like 6 days?
Okay, yeah, because I'm looking at the dates here. It's 19 to the 26. Okay. I'm counting like 7 days or so. So, yeah, within those 7 days. Okay. And then, what is the name, address of the facility where she was diagnosed?
Mercy Hospital.
Okay, let me look that up really
And
quickly. Mercy
yeah.
Hospital. In what state?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, I did find it on here. Mercy Medical Center. Is it on St. Paul, Baltimore?
Yes. She
Okay.
wants to go to.
Let me enter this information. I'm going to copy and paste really quickly. Okay. And then what was the brand of the formula that was used?
Similac near shore.
Similac. Okay. And then we are filing this claim. You are the mother, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then let's see. And your child is 16 now.
She's about to be 16 in
She's
December.
about to be 16. Oh.
Right, I'm still trying to
Oh
see
my
what I'm gonna
gosh.
do for.
Time flies.
Yes, it is.
Oh. You don't know what you're gonna do yet. Are you
Nope.
thinking something pretty
I
big?
was thinking of something pretty big because she's 16 and she
Yeah,
didn't have
it's
a
a
lot of
big
parties.
buffet. Yeah. Oh, that's gonna be really nice. Are you thinking of like getting her a nice dress,
Yes.
like a
I want to
gown?
have a little 16 for.
Yeah, that would be really nice. And then let's see here. So you do have authority to sign on her behalf, correct? Because you are the
Yes.
mother. So I'll put yes for that question. And you both are citizens and residents of the United States.
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the gestational age at birth?
She was born at 31 weeks. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yep, she
31 weeks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put that on here. And let's see. Did she become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did you leave and come back?
While still in the hospital.
Okay. And then let me write her date of birth on here, 12/19/2009. And so she's 15. And let's see. Do you have a birth certificate for her?
I do.
Okay. And do you know of any family, friends, coworkers that were also dealing with something similar that were able to assist?
Not sure. I can ask, though. Not sure.
Okay. And then you'll have my direct line so you can always pass along my information should you know of anybody in the near future.
Okay.
And then I know you mentioned she was your daughter, but we always have to confirm for the recording. Can you confirm her gender?
Female.
And then let me write her name on here. What is her first name?
Aubrey, that's AUBREE.
AUBREE. Okay. And then middle initial?
Middle initial will be L.
L as in Larry.
Yes.
Okay. And then last name?
Johnson.
JOHNSON.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. And then, okay, so in order for us to keep moving forward, we would need the social security of Aubrey, at least the last four, in order for them to do an identity verification. Ideally, we would need the full social, and they will match the medical records to her identity. So this is for her protection.
Okay, I've got to see if I can find it. I don't have her social on me right now, on hand.
On hand. Okay.
Yeah,
Well,
because
what we can
let
do is continue with the rest of the questions, and then towards the end of the call, if you have it, we can write it in, we can type it in. If not, I can call you back in a few hours to obtain that
That's what
information.
I'm saying. I'm just all over the place right now because I was getting ready for work. I'm still listening though.
Oh, okay. What we can do is continue until you really have to go, because what we do is, I know it's a lot of information, but we have to organize the file for the law firm. So we need to make sure that everything's like efficient and well organized for them. So let me write your name in this section. And I have you down as VERNISHIA. First name, last name CARR. Do you have a middle initial?
L.
Okay. And then you are the parent, and we would, same thing, we would need a social security in order to do an identity verification for yourself.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, I'll type it in.
Oh, my social is 220-297878.
Okay, and then your date of birth?
11/14/90.
11/14/1990, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I have your email address, first name, last name at gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Cell phone number 667-292-6126, correct?
Yes.
Home address, please.
5500 A Bell Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21207.
Okay, I did find a, let's see, 5500 Abell Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21218.
No, it's 5500, the letter A, Bell Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21207.
Oh, okay. Let's see, 212. 21207, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me look it up on Google because it's not coming up on here. Maybe I'm doing something wrong here. Give me one second. Okay, I.
You see it?
Oh, here we go. Hey. No, it's not coming up. 5500 and then the letter A, correct?
Yes, put that all together. And then Bell Avenue, that's B-E-L-L-E.
Okay, B-E-L-L-E, Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21207?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second here.
Let me tell them all.
Sorry, I don't know why it's not coming up on here.
Hold on.
5500 Abel Avenue, Baltimore,
no,
Maryland.
So as you put an A with the, you have to put 5500, the letter A. Put that together. That's one thing.
Got it. Okay.
And then space and then B-E-L-L-E,
mm-hmm.
space Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Try Gwin Oak, Maryland, because it's Baltimore, Maryland, or Gwin Oak, Maryland. Either one should pop up. I'm not understanding why I need it.
Oh, got it. Okay. It did come up as Gwin Oak,
all right.
Maryland. And I see what you mean now with an A after the...
Yeah. So my yeah. next door is B. It's crazy, I know.
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much for clarifying mm-hmm. that. I did find it now. And then is there an apartment number, unit number?
No, it's a house.
Okay. And then, do you have any official documents to show you are the power of attorney? I guess we wouldn't need that because you are the mother. So,
right. What about her birth certificate or something?
Yeah, yeah, that's good enough. And then let me put your full name on here. Okay. And then... were any of the following issues during the pregnancy, I'm going to name them off. Please let me know if any of these issues were occurring during your pregnancy. Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV AIDS, none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. And then which state was Aubrey born in?
Maryland.
Maryland. Let me put that on here. And then was your child diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
And then admission date and discharge date. So then the admission date would be when she was born, correct?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, was she in the NICU when she, okay. Let me put that on here. That would be December 19th of 2009. And then when was she discharged?
She was in there for 32 days.
Okay.
So
let me look at the calendar here.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I know that would help. Let me go back to 2009. And then December of 2009, she was there admitted on the 19th. And then you said 32 days?
Because she had surgery there as well. So I want to, she had surgery there on the 28th. So that would have been 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 7, 8.
So then would it be safe to say like January of 2010 On like the 25th, around there, she was discharged. The
That sounds
22nd, around there, the 25th.
yes,
Okay.
that sounds about right.
Now, we don't have to be exact as long as it's a guesstimate of around when she was discharged. Okay. So we'll put January 25th of 2010. Okay. And then what was her birth weight?
3 pounds and 14 ounces.
3 pounds and 14 ounces.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then the baby formula. When was she given baby formula? When did she start?
She started when she was first born.
Okay, so 12/19 of 2009. And when did you stop her? Or when did you, didn't she stop taking it?
25.
Okay. 12/25 of 2009. Okay. Okay. And then what was the time between usage and injury? So then that would have been like around,
6 days, right?
yeah, 6, 7 days around there. Okay.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Oh, my name is Denise. And then
Denise.
once we're done with everything, I'll definitely send you my personal number, my name, and all that good stuff. Also, the law firm's information. Should everything keep going as planned, I will be sending you all that contact information.
Okay. Because it's getting pretty close to for me to be at work, so I just wanted to make sure. This your number right here or
Yes,
no?
so actually I will send you my direct number. You're getting ready to go to work, you said, because
Yeah, but we can I just want to get majority done or whatever I can, and
yeah,
it's getting
absolutely.
close.
So let's keep going here, and then I'll send you my direct number. So was the child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Was what in the hospital?
Was your child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Yeah, she was better than the hospital.
Okay. And I know some of these questions may sound redundant, but I do have to
I
ask them for
know.
the recording. Did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? I'm going to name them off. Please stop me if any of these, if she was experiencing any of these, okay?
Okay.
Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation,
Yes.
lethargic. Which one?
Constipation and vomiting. I didn't say yes the first one, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, no problem. So was that like the green vomit?
Yes.
Okay, so constipation, green vomit, and then any trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, dark bloody stools.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Which one? The diarrhea and dark bloody stools?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a copy of the medical records?
No, I would have to find them.
Okay.
But didn't you say if once I give you the her once I give you her social, then you'll
Yes.
be able to.
So
So
the
once
law
I.
firm will go over everything with you. We work with multiple law firms. This is just a required question, just a general question.
Right.
But once the
No.
law firm gets involved, they'll definitely go over everything with you as far as the medical records and their protocol.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Once I give you her birth, her social, you
Yes.
will be able to see her medical records.
Yes, they'll be able to pull the medical records exactly.
Okay.
So you don't have physically a copy of her medical records?
No, I would have to find it,
You
but
would have to find that. Does it mean that they're somewhere in your home?
yes, they were probably with my aunt because she had like all my important information. I know I'm at this big age and I still got her holding my stuff. Like, she just codes important stuff for me, like my kids' socials and stuff, just in case, just so I won't lose it. So I know
No problem. And again, this is just a general question. Once the law firm gets involved, they'll go over their specific protocol when it comes to medical records. I just need to check one off here. Can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically?
When you say electronically, you mean like a picture of them or something?
So I think they have a system where you can provide them electronically. So I can just put electronically if that's okay with
okay,
you.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yes.
And then what treatments, medical procedures did your child undergo due to NEC? Antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation. Which one?
She had, they had gave her antibiotics.
Okay.
Ampicillin? I think it was ampicillin.
Ampicillin?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Antibiotics. And then, do you know if she also had any of these other ones, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, expository laparotomy, ostomy, surgery, PICC line, unrelated surgeries? Should we just put antibiotics? Or did she have it? I know you mentioned earlier she had surgery.
Yeah, they gave her a laparotomy.
Oh, got it. Okay. Laparotomy. I know I have a hard time saying that one too. Okay. So I'll put that on the medical notes as well. Let's see. Antibiotics. Cause it's only giving me an option to put laparotomy for now. And then I'll put antibiotics on the notes as well. Okay. And then, when was she treated for NEC-related issues? When was she last treated for NEC-related issues?
When was she last treated? I feel like afterwards when she was using What were we just talking about?
So I know she was diagnosed 12/26/2009, and then she went through surgery shortly after that, correct? The last time she was ever treated for NEC, or was she treated like a year later? Or
I think that was the last time, but she also started having liver problems.
Oh, she had liver problems due to NEC?
Yes, after the surgery.
Let me put that on here. Liver problems after diagnosed with NEC after the surgery. When did she have her surgery? When was the surgery date?
I think the surgery was the 28th.
Okay. So let me put on here 12/28/2009. Okay. Surgery date 12/28/2009. Okay. So when she was having liver issues after the surgery, when was she last treated for that? And I don't expect you to remember the actual date. As long as we can put, like, was she treated a year later, months later
after
the
surgery?
No, it
wasn't a year later. Can you hold on for one second?
Sure.
Just hold one second.
Sure, of course.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, you said as long as you could put, like, a couple days later at that or something.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to put the actual date if you don't remember it. I know it's been quite some time. But as long as we put, like, a week later or 2 weeks later after the surgery.
Yeah, that's fine. I feel like you should put a week later. That should be fine.
however long you feel she was later seen again. So
I don't want to go past a week because I don't think it was more than a week later.
Okay. So then if she had surgery on the 28th, then a week after that, let me look at the calendar here, the 28th, then that would be the 4th of January.
Okay.
Of 2010. Okay. Let's put that on here. 4th of January of 2010. And then who was your the diagnosing doctor for your daughter?
Dr. Kenneth Kalaman.
Dr. Kenneth Kalaman, Baltimore, okay. Maryland. I did find actually no, that's not a doctor.
He's a pediatrician there.
Pediatrician. Okay. Let me put how do you spell his last name?
T E L L E R M A N.
Sorry, go ahead. T E L L
E R M A N.
Got it. Okay. Dr. Kenneth H. Telemarn, MD, Baltimore. Family Time Pediatrics. Okay. Let me put his name on here, and then I'll put the he was at the hospital, correct? Where she was born?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put his name, and then I'll put the hospital's information on here. I just have to find the hospital information again. That was Mercy Medical Center, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Diagnosing doctor, facility name, Mercy Medical Center. Phone number 410-332-9000. And then address 345 St. Paul, Baltimore. We're almost done, okay? I know you have to get going. Thank you for your patience.
Please don't forget to email me all your information.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the treating doctor, was that the same doctor?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes it easy. Let me copy and paste here. Because I know you're short on time, so I'm going to hurry here.
I definitely should have everything you need tomorrow because I'm off tomorrow, so I can be getting everything together.
Oh, as far as the Social Security? Yeah, because what I'm going to do is save this information. However, for HIPAA purposes, we're not able to save this information for too long. We would have to go over the entire questionnaire again. So the longest I can save it would be by tomorrow morning. So hopefully you get that to me by tonight or tomorrow morning, okay?
Yeah, I get off at 10 tonight, so I should have everything for you tomorrow morning.
Okay. And this is for you know, both of your protection, because we don't want any sensitive information saved.
Right, I understand.
So let me put the medical facility on here. Let's see here. Okay. And then it looks like we have everything we need other than we're needing the emergency contact information. And this is in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. We only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. So does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay. And then first name?
That's my sister. You want her number?
Yes.
It's 443-900-1880.
Okay, 443-900-1880. 1880. Okay, sister. And first name?
Deshauna. Deshauna. D-A-S-H-A-U-N-A.
Got it. Okay. And then does she live in the same state?
Yes.
Okay. So we have what we need. I will send you my direct number right now as soon as we're off the phone. And then I'm not really able to send you anything through email until we're finished with this intake. Once we're completed with the intake, then I'll be able to send you everything through email as far as the DocuSign, the law firm's information, all that good stuff. Meanwhile, I'll send you my direct line, okay?
Yes, that's what I need, yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll send it to you through your...
I want you to go ahead and send it to me because while I'm on my way into the job, I can call my aunt to see if she's around to give me the...
Social Security.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Right. Okay, yeah, that would work. And if that's the case, I would just need to... review the final details with you over the phone and then send you the DocuSign. So maybe you can call me on your break so we can do that,
right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
I'll send it to
Appreciate
you right
it.
Now. Thank you so much for your time, okay? We'll be in touch, Ms. Carr.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.